And welcome everybody to our integration call. We are working with the disorientation response, and this is our first integration session. So we've worked with the fear, the anger, the grief layers. And in this particular integration call, we will be, as we will be in most of the integration calls, working with breath work, which incorporates automatically somatic work and other release work. And quite frankly, it's the most integrated practice I've ever found. So in that relationship to trauma, this is probably the most influential practice I've had in integrating my own trauma experiences over the years. I've been training in breath work, pardon me, since about 2020, a little around there anyways, roughly, according to my menopause memory. And the breath work training that I've done was luckily enough through a company that incorporated birth trauma work and somatic work, and they added on a lot of other bells and whistles that most breath work training programs don't have. So we're gonna be playing within that realm and that territory. Having said that, I can never really seem to separate energy work out from anything that I do. So there may be a little bit of that filter on through. So, because this is our technically first time for some of us that might be engaging in this practice, if you're with me in Buddhism and Butterflies last year, you got a little bit of exposure to this. But since this is potentially new or new enough to many of us, I'd love to get into a little bit of the basics behind breath work. Nothing too complicated. We're not going to go into the science or do a deep dive into any of the theory or anything like that. On a practical note, mostly. So, I'm going to invite you to, if you haven't already, make your way into a nice, quiet, cozy place where you can either sit or ideally even lay down for breath work. We want to be laying ideally on our back. Having said that, though, we may end up on our side, on our front body. However, that happens in our experiences, the breath work is fine. So, for today, if you're open to starting on your back, that would be lovely. If that doesn't seem to go well or that seems too intense, you can always back off of the practice by bringing yourself to a more seated position. The instructions that I'm going to be providing for today will be through the open mouth. And the open mouth also adds on the depth of where we're headed for the most part. And if that depth is a little too deep, then you can lighten things up and lower the intensity by bringing the breath out of the mouth and into the nose, which is technically the way that we are typically meant to breathe day to day. We breathe through the mouth in breathwork practices on purpose. So we're breathing the wrong way on purpose to elicit certain patterns, certain pieces of information, bits and pieces of emotional congestion, all of that stuff that isn't readily digested already in our nervous system. That needs to arise gets elicited by means of altering our O2, CO2, and NO, nitrous oxide levels, by means of altering our breath practice. In this particular style of breath, we're going to use a conscious connected breath. Okay, so what that's going to be like, and you're welcome, you don't actually need to move your arms in the actual practice, but just to give you a visual sense of what that can look like. On our inhale, we do a vibrant inhale, surrendered exhale. And just before the inhale ends, the exhale begins. Just before the exhale ends, the inhale begins. So the breath flows. The vibrant inhale becomes a little bit longer than the surrendered exhale. So feel free to match your breath to that and see what that's like. Vibrant inhale, surrendered exhale. Vibrant inhale, surrendered exhale. You might not get the fullest of breaths. You might not get 100%. You might get closer to 85 to 95% of your breath. So just as we take up those gaps, that's where we're losing the 100% in totality, because we're taking up the pauses and the gaps on purpose. So that breath is meant to flow. Inhale, fully in. Exhale is surrender. And it doesn't actually require any real effort on our part to exhale. Along the way, I'll be reminding you of all those things. And the big question that people often have is, am I doing this right? There's no way to actually do it wrong. Whatever shows up in breath work is information. And that's actually really true. So there is no real way to do this erroneously or wrong. So the invitation is to stay curious about what's arising. And so you may feel things. You may feel sensations. You may feel tingles. You may feel parts of your body light up. You might have emotions arise. And whatever shows up is really normal, healthy, and natural. There may be an invitation from your insides to move your body in a certain way. You may feel called to make a little sound or to move an arm, a leg, or the whole body might feel compelled to move in a certain way. My suggestion is to allow those impulses and invitation that your body is giving you to actually happen, to let your body go into that. We spent a lot of times very inhibited, and today is the opposite of that. Today is getting to fully lean into the expression of whatever is here. The original tools for healing that we're born with are our breath, our movements, and our sound. So we're going to rely on the most fundamental blocks of healing in existence. And that's actually a quote, roughly paraphrasing, from Dr. John Feldheim when I was training to teach free fall. So I'm not sure how well-versed John himself was in the various different breathwork practices, but I do know that this work aligns heavily with the same content that we use within body talk, within free fall, within the life sciences, etc. There's a real strong dovetailing and synergistic magic that happens when I'm combining this work alongside of everything else that I've been doing. So I'm really happy that we get to explore this today. And as you settle on in, I'm assuming you've had the time now to begin to get comfy, cozy, and to lay down. I'm going to invite you to begin that breath. And as you do so, you'll actually hear some music start to come on here shortly. And as we connect to our breath here, that vibrant inhale, vibrant inhale, may begin all the way down in the low belly. So allowing for that vibrant inhale to come in, starting all the way from the belly, the low belly. And that surrendered exhale is like air leaving a balloon, effortless in nature. And sometimes when we are breathing, it's a little easier for me to cue things based on what I'm seeing in your movements, in your bodies. And if you're open to it, you're welcome to put your cameras on, knowing that the recording only captures me. And anything that happens on your screen is private for you. If you are open to it, feel free to put your cameras on in a way that I can actually see what might be happening within your bodies, if you haven't already done so. I'll make a note of that to cue that earlier on next time. Thank you. These inhales and exhales, these inhales and exhales become much like a dance. Much like a pulse or a pendulum that moves us from the inside out. In these first few minutes are often speaking to the layers that are holding on. And it's not by means of pushing or forcing past them. It's by actually means of welcoming them, letting them be there just as they are, greeting them. And breath by breath, letting them be just as they are, as a form of a surrender or a melting into them, perhaps. And as this breath pulses, I'll offer my thanks. Thank you for calling this medicine in, and thank you for being here just as you are. Thank you to all that's gone into this sweet moment of connection with all of our bodies gathered in these ways. Thank you to your families, your ancestors, your lineage. And thank you to those that have caretaken and stewarded these lands that have nourished us all. Thank you to all that you are cultivating in today's work, in today's practice of breath. We ask that this medicine continue to serve you, your families, your communities, and all that you touch in this world. We ask that this lead us from darkness to light, from death to immortality, from ignorance to truth, and from the unreal to the real. Om. And we call on all of our compassionate helpers, seen and unseen, to gather here with us today, holding this space safe and sacred, nourishing us and protecting us. We call on this land, the rivers, the trees, and the animals that swim and crawl, that fly and walk. Thank you for your support. Blessings on your journey. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. If there's room for it, if there's room for it, feel free to put just a little bit more of an effort into the vibrant inhale, potentially even picking up the pace of that vibrant inhale. And regardless of however quick or slow the breath may be, the vibrant inhale becomes longer than the exhale. The exhale drops away, taking no effort whatsoever. And as that falls away and releases, making room for that inhale, that vibrancy to fill you all the way through now. We can imagine each inhale as an opportunity to accept, to draw in what needs to be here. And as we accept what needs to be here, we might even take the back of our head and press it into whatever surface it's on, pressing gently into the floor or to the wall behind us, depending upon our orientation. Might even bring in a little teeny tiny, I wouldn't even see them, bobblehead movement as we breathe and as we allow for the skull to drop back in a way that calls in acceptance. The question becomes, is how softly can I do this? How softly, gently, easefully can I accept what's here? And as you soften on into that, notice what it's like to hear. I accept myself as I am. I accept myself just as I am. And if that brings up anything other than easefulness, softness, gentling, surrendering, I invite you to locate that, where that is in your body, and to breathe into that. Anything that seems to be in the way here. In a way that doesn't necessarily need to challenge it, but that invites it to be here, saying, "Hello, I see you. And thank you for keeping me safe with all the ways that you've attempted to and served really well for really good reasons." Thank you for offering this safety and this protection all the ways that you have. But now that I'm older, I don't necessarily need to do it these ways anymore. I've got different tools and wisdom and resources available. And just for now, you can take a break. You can take a break from protecting me in all those old ways. You've worked hard enough. You've served so very well in so many ways. And thank you for that rich, rich service. I honor you for that. I thank you for that. And now, now you get to rest. And if you'd like to even go on a bit of a vacation, you're welcome to do so. You can even imagine going on a vacation anywhere that feels right. Whether that's the mountains, the beach, anywhere in between might even be a fantastical place. And check out what it's like. What is it to let all that old stuff rest and have a vacation? As you're breathing, if you notice yourself getting lightheaded or tingly in some way, know that that's actually a good thing. And there may even be a bit of dizziness. My suggestion, if you notice any of that sensation happening inside of you, is to allow it to be there in a way that's okay. If it's not okay, you can always back off. You can come to the nose, you can sit up. But if this is still relatively tolerable, staying with the breath and allowing these opportunities to feel things in new ways that is potentially something that you may have never even experienced before at all, ever, to show up and stay curious about it. I wonder what this could be. I wonder what it could be saying. I wonder what it could be offering. And if there's feelings here, that's really normal and healthy. So any tears that come through, or any tendency to even want to feel like you're angry, you want to have a bit of a temper tantrum. Allowing your body to feel that, to express that, and to move in any ways that seems to be naturally here for you. What is it to accept myself just as I am in this moment? And in this moment? And in this moment? It's good to feel, and all that you are experiencing is normal and healthy. It's natural, it's part of being human. Staying with this breath, as long as you're in a good space. To continue to deepen into this practice, you can even pick up the pace ever so slightly if you want to go a little deeper now. I invite you to flirt with the edges of this breath, this practice. Staying curious here. What is it to expand into this just a little more now? What is it to expand into all that you feel? I can be with this too, and I can feel this too. I can be with this. Now I get to go at my own pace here now. I get to decide the rhythm, the pace that feels right for me here now. What is that, I wonder? What is my own pace here, I wonder? And it's said in many cultures, many traditions, that our breath is our connection to spirit, to universe, to creator, to God. And as that energy of God, spirit, universe breathes out, we breathe in. Every inhale, breathing in oxygen and your connection to this life force. Every breath circulating that energy of oxygen, of life force, of connection to spirit, to God, to universe, whatever the word is for you. You get to take in as much of that as you like, as much as feels right for you. Part of being a human is connecting to this breath and all that it feels, all that it offers you to feel more richly, more deeply inside of this body, mind of yours. What is it to live fully as a human? To feel fully as a human? To feel fully alive? What is it to feel fully alive? Fully alive in this expression of breath, of body, of movement. If it feels right, you can even offer a little sound. A little sound. It might be ah, you may do that a few times, even after I'm done cueing it and making it. But if you're open to it, let's do one more of those together. Ah, I hear you. And thank you for offering your sounds in all the ways that you have, in all the ways that you do in this world. Thank you for your sounds. Thank you for this gift of you. Thank you for your gifts of your sound in this world. Thank you for this gift of you. Where am I going? Where am I going next? Where am I going next? Where am I? Where am I going next? Bringing awareness to the back of the skull one more time. Seeing if all four corners of the back of your skull have equal pressure. If you're popping a wheelie anywhere, see if you can balance that out a little bit by means of breathing into any areas that might need a little loosening. And as you do that, I'm going to unwind some connective tissue tightness here on this end. Yeah, that's the way. That's the way. I can find my stride here now. I can find my stride here now. I can find my stride here again. And that rhythm that I breathe in, reflects the rhythm that I live my life in. The rhythm that I breathe in reflects the rhythm that I live my life in. So getting curious about what it might mean to stretch out your inhale just a little longer, to breathe in more life, to call alive all that you're intending to. And you might even recall your intentions for this session, your intentions for this journey today, your intentions over even the past month coming together, dovetailing, weaving. And as they come together, vibrantly inhaling into them. And that exhale becomes a little shorter. It drops away even easier. And as we let go, we surrender all that needs to be so we can make more room for this inhale to call in even more of what we're inviting in. And our breath becomes almost like a boundary in this way. Inhaling, cultivating more of what we want. Exhaling, releasing mindfully what no longer needs to be here. Yeah, that's the way. And if it feels right to you, if it feels right to you, you can bring your arms up in a way that lets your hands face away from you. Bring your hands to your shoulders with your palms facing away from you. And the invitation here is to demarcate those boundaries by means of pushing your hands out slowly, slowly, slowly. The hands will find the natural stopping point. One might go further than the other. And wherever that natural stopping point is, letting the hands hover there as a declaration of this is my boundary. This is my boundary. This is my boundary. And then Bringing the hands back and doing that again, letting the hands go in a different direction this time. And again, they might reach different stopping points, letting them just naturally hover there when they do. And again, declaring, this is my edge, this is my boundary. And let's do it one more time. Pushing out in another direction and letting the hands not just hover there after they reach their stopping point, but letting them now begin to actually flow in a dynamic way, letting the invitation to the world be known, letting these boundaries be seen in every which direction. And as the hands continue to trace out those boundaries, those edges, those get to change, just like our situations in life change, just like our situations in life require different boundaries at different times. These boundaries become dynamic and flexible. And they let us know where we are. And they let others know how to treat us. As we hold our boundaries, we get to let people know that's not okay, so that stuff stays on the outside. And what you want more of automatically gets invited in. And boundaries get to be both a holding out and an inviting in simultaneously, just like our breath gets to respond in such a way. And as those edges continue to be explored and felt and dynamically responded to, see what happens inside of you as you hold these boundaries and you breathe. You might even make a little sound with that boundary. Or any other sound that comes through is great. Calling in even more of what you want into this heart, this space that's yours for you. And anything else gets to stay on the other side of this all. Staying with this breath. And you're welcome to stay with the practice of the boundaries, or whenever you're ready, you can let the arms drop and return back to a natural resting place. And returning your attention once again to that breath. Check out and see what that's like now, what's happening for you here. I'm right here with you. I'm right here with you. We get to explore this all together now. We get to explore this all together. What is it to accept this body, this mind, these emotions just as they are? And allow that to soften into the earth below you now. What is it to let all that you're experiencing, all that you're feeling, be offered into the earth as a blessing, as an offer of gratitude? Gathering it up, gathering it all up. And as you make your offering to the earth below, she can receive that. And as she, as this Mother Earth, this Pachamama energy receives it, she takes it all and begins to recycle it, utilizing it as fertilizer. Utilizing it to grow. To grow your vitality and your well-being. Allowing all that's here to be an offering, a blessing to the earth. And that includes your tears, your mucus. That includes your love and your prayers. That includes your acceptance. And that includes every bit of you. Every bit of you that you'd like to offer. What is it to be held by this earth? To be nourished by her embrace. In ways that you may have even longed for from your own mom, from your own, excuse me, from your own mother. What is it to be held and embraced by this earth? By this mothering, loving, kind, compassionate energy that sustains us, that sustains all of creation. With all of her capacity to regenerate ecosystems all over the entire planet. One human amongst many can easily be restored and regenerated with her generosity, with her bountiful nature. So deeply receiving all that she offers you in this moment. Just as you blessed her with all that you've offered her. Opening to receive blessings from her in return. Opening to drink that in just a little deeper now, if it's available. 1% more is great. What is it to float gently? As you're lovingly held here by the earth, what is it to float gently? What is it to dream again? What is it to dream again? What is it to sing this dream alive, to dance this dream alive with your sound, your movements? What is it to sing and dance this dream alive again as it lives through you, a living expression of your body, mind, soul? Coming alive in its expression as it moves through you. Perhaps you are one with it. So tap it in with courtesies. Drinking that in a little deeper. Finding this rhythm, this dance. That's yours, naturally. In a way that invites you to become even more curious. And letting the practice of the breath drop away now. Letting the practice of the breath drop away. And allowing yourself to simply rest here as you are these next few minutes. If it feels right, if it feels right for you, you can even roll to one side or the other whenever that moment arises for you. Beginning here to deepen the breath into your regular normal breathing, just deepening it and bringing in some small movements into fingers and toes, eyes, ears, and nose. Thank you, Creator, and thank you, compassionate helpers, seen and unseen, for guiding, protecting, nourishing us, and holding us in this space. Thank you for this journey. We ask that all of its awarenesses, its wisdom, and all that it's offered, that it continues to become clear for us the gifts of this experience, that it continues to live on in ourselves and potentially serves our loved ones, our families, our friends, our communities, our ancestors. Thank you to the land and the river, the trees and the river. Thank you to all the animals that swim and crawl and walk and fly. Thank you for all that we've received today. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. As we bring today in for a nice, soft landing. Know that I'm really interested to hear how things are going for you. And although I'll stop the recording here in a moment, for those of you that are listening to the recording, feel free to drop me an email or a text. However you want to get a message to me is great. And let me know what your experience was like with that all. And for those of you who are live, if you have a minute or two to hang out afterwards, then I'll stop the recording and we can have just a brief share around what that was like. Sometimes hearing others' experiences can be really useful to also anchor that integration. So I'll stop the recording now to maintain that privacy for us all. And mwah, wish you blessings in the rest of your days and week ahead to everyone. Okay.